SAFM Sports Special with John Carricker. There's no sport too small.
A regular cycling chat now with Mylene Painter, Cycling South Africa's PR and Communications Officer. The epic has begun, Mylene. It's already, I'm exhausted just watching it. It's hard work.
Yes, John, the epic has begun, and what a fantastic week we're in for of racing. I think there is live streaming throughout the week of the event, so no shortage of entertainment at all. You'll have to just duck and dive in the office if you're trying to watch some of this action. But really, it is always an exhilarating event and never disappoints. The iconic Table Mountain was the host venue for the prologue today, which decides the orders of which the people start racing tomorrow and their positions for the big stage that starts tomorrow, which is 110 kilometers in Robertson. So in the men's team leader jerseys, we've got Swiss rider Nicola Rohrbach and Austrian Daniel Heusmeier from the Centurion board team. And they have an 18-second lead over the baggy pant riders of Manuel Fumic from Germany and Enrique Avancini from Brazil, racing for the Cannondale factory team. And then on the women's side, it's no surprise at the moment that the leaders are Annika Langfurt from Denmark and her American partner, Kate Courtney, racing for the Investec Songa Specialized team. They've placed 1 minute and 12 seconds between themselves and second place team of Arian Luthi from Switzerland and Gita Michiels from Belgium of Team Spur. Then in the mixed team race, we've got Argentinian riders Augustina Apaza and Cesar Letoli of Team Merida Argentina that are winning that by 4 minutes over a South African team called Journey by Junto, and that's headed up by Nikki Guillaume and Brennan Anderson. And then there's also a Masters category, which is a Dimension Data sponsored, which sees Americans George Hincapie and Christian van der Velde, two very big iconic names in cycling that are holding the lead there, but just over, just under a minute, sorry. And the Grandmasters leaders are the German-South African duo of Robert Sim and Udo Bultz. So a lot of categories, a lot of competitors, a lot of excitement and thrills to happen. And by this time next week, John, it'll all be decided.
And I have to mention Douglas Ryder and Jan Bry are riding together. Jan Bry is a chef and a very good cyclist as well, but he's more known for a Bryer. But I had to laugh. It's the epic. It's one of the toughest mountain bike, well, the toughest mountain bike ride in the world. And he's taking selfies at the and still finished 99th. So they're not doing too badly.
No, that's great. And there's been some horrendous crashes today already.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's early days, very short stage. And, I just hope the riders just take it easy out there. It is untamed and it's it really does live up to its reputation.
You say that. People are coming in now and they're already an hour off the pace. So it's going to be a long ride. Okay.
long week.
The Tour de Limpopo is just around the corner. It's 6 weeks, doesn't seem very far, but it's quite close already.
Yeah, so very close, especially since inception was only a couple of weeks ago, I think 2 or 3 weeks ago. So it's very exciting. It's coming very quickly along on the calendar at the end of April. That's from the 23rd of April, Monday, until the 26th, which is a Thursday. And it's a collaboration between Cycling South Africa and the Limpopo Tourism Agency. And they really do aim to set a new precedent in stage racing in South Africa, and that's road cycling stage racing. And it's one that will develop and leave a legacy of continued and sustained cycling development to the area, as well as investment into community SMMEs as service providers to the event. So lots of development opportunities there and many aspects of it, not just the cycling. Mm-hmm. And obviously as well to showcase the Limpopo province as a premier adventure tourism destination. The race starts in the capital city of Polokwane and heads out over 4 days to the town of Zinin and passes through some really magnificent areas in the province and showcasing what the province has to have before heading back to the Peter Makaba Stadium for the final day of the tour. It is also the first international road cycling stage race to be hosted in Limpopo. Mm. It's a fully catered race that consists of two events, and one being the UCI Africa Tour 2.2 stage race, and that's for our professional teams who are invited to the event. Also, it needs, the requirements of being a UCI 2.2 race means we have to invite international teams as well. So there'll be a great selection of riders competing there. But piggybacking on the same route is the Veterans Tour, which is open for entries. So we're calling for veteran teams, which is actually, it doesn't mean older riders. It means any rider that's not part of a professional team that is 19 years and older. So if they can make up a team of six, then we're looking for riders like you to come and enter. And entries can be done on the Cycling SA website for more information and through our app as well. So get those entries in and be part of something really unique.
Yeah, I think Limpopo is one of those hidden provinces. Unless you, it's not one of those go-to places like, I don't know, Durban, Cape Town, even the Northern Cape. You kind of go, well, let's try and go something new. Limpopo is fascinating and some beautiful mountains. I'm sure you're going to be sending the cyclists over.
No, stunning mountains. It's not going to be an easy race. The course is quite, if you look at the route profiles and that, it is going to be quite tricky, especially when it's done at the pace that these riders tackle the event. And then it's got a really nice tourism aspect to it as well. So there's lots of cultural activities planned for after the race. So the race doesn't take the whole day. It takes maybe 3 hours or so in the morning. And then they've got the whole rest of the afternoon to experience the cultural diversity of the province as well. So it's really a great opportunity to see Limpopo.
All right, let's go to Over the Seas, Milan San Remo yesterday.
Yes, yesterday that took place. Big race on the UCI World Tour for the men. And Vincenzo Nibali from Bahrain Merida team, he claimed a solo victory in this event when he went clear on the Poggio and held off the chasing peloton in the final 2 kilometers of the 294-kilometer race. Daryl Impey was competing there as the South African representative. He put Caleb Ewan, his teammate of the Mitchelton Scott team, in a very good position for the sprint. And then Caleb delivered the goods to claim second place in the race. Unfortunately, his sprint was not for the victory, but he, by winning the sprint, he secured second place. Team Dimension Data for Quebec, on the other hand, not having the best of days, with Mark Cavendish crashing and being forced to abandon the race. Another big crash for Cav, because I think he crashed recently in a race not too long ago. But he hits a bollard really hard and went flying over the top before being hit from behind by riders who just couldn't stop and plowed into him. It seems as if he's sustained a rib fracture as well as maybe an ankle injury in that crash. So we hope that Cav gets better. But for result sheets, it was Eerdvald Boesenhagen from the Team Dimension Data team who was the highest finisher with a 16th place, while Impey recorded a 21st place in that. Also staying in Italy, the race has just finished a short while ago, so I've only got top 10 results where, unfortunately, Ashley Mormont-Passio was not in the top 10. But that was the Trofea Binda, very cold and wet, wet race today. And at only 23 years old and recording her first victory of the season, Polish rider Kasia Nieuwe-Doma won the 131-kilometer race ahead of Dutch women Chantal Blaak and Marianne Vos. So Ashley's teammate from the Sevilla Bigler Pro Cycling team, Cecile Ludwig, she made it into the top 10. But at this point, we don't know where Ashley finished.
Yeah, it's the weather's not helping these cyclists. It's going to be winter for a bit longer there in Europe. Okay, your cycling tip of the week, please.
This one is actually for those going on a long ride. I know we've just had the Cape Town Cycle Tour last week, but there's no shortage of long rides out there. And according to Bicycling Magazine, they suggest using the rule of thirds. Mm-hmm. So break your ride into three more or less equal distances, and then you conquer the first third at a relatively easy and comfortable moderate pace, and then we tackle the second third of the distance with a little more tempo and vigor, and then hopefully you'll finish off the third and final third of the race a little bit stronger than how you started, instead of bonking very early on and really struggling to finish.
Okay, so that last third is always that's the race. It's the toughest third, so if you're ready for it and know it's coming, be ready is the point.
No, absolutely, John. And it's sometimes, you know, you also tend to smell home like the horses, and you know it's nearly finished, so you feel that strength coming in anyway, no matter how tired you are.
You can tell you haven't ridden in Johannesburg in a summer afternoon, because that thunderstorm starts chasing you down and you have to get home before the thunderstorm arrives. All right, Miley Pater, thanks very much. Cycling South Africa's PR and Communications Officer. You can find out more next week, and it'll be podcast. You can find that on safm.co.za. Find out more about all the cycling news on cyclingsa.com.